This is Dangerous and Needy, written by Little Dumpling, read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars Firefly fusion featuring the relationship Cody and Obi-Wan Kenobi, rated for teen and up audiences and tagged for science fiction, outer space western, Obi-Wan Kenobi as River, Quinlan as Simon, Obi-Wan can kill you with his brain. Mental instability, hurt Obi-Wan, attraction, space cowboys, serenity is run by the feds. Point of view Cody, the clones are brown coats. Summary, Cody couldn't keep himself away from Obi-Wan even if the young man's brain pan was obviously fried. There was something there between them, something dangerous and needy, something he couldn't and wouldn't stop. Obi-Wan gripped his hair in tight fistfuls, walking back and forth along the metal-grated walkway. The near emptiness of the cargo hold around the young man made the movement feel all the more desperate. His bare feet smacked softly against the cold metal plankways with every step. He hummed in anguish under his breath, the sound high and filled with soft tenor. Obi, let's get you back to your room, Quinlan said as he stepped out onto the metal flooring from the door that led to the passenger dorms. He reached out for his best friend's shoulders, but Obi-Wan twisted away, his humming growing louder and more distressed. Cody watched from the shadows of a stack of crates, one level down. There was something both delicate and strong about Obi-Wan. He had thought so ever since the redhead had toppled out of that silver crate, naked and screaming, not long after they had taken off from Persephone. There was also something undeniably wrong with him, and Cody thought it would be stupid to touch that hot mess with even a 10-foot pole. It would be stupid, and yet Cody couldn't keep his thoughts away from the red-headed young man. Quinlan was finally able to stop Obi-Wan's pacing and held him tightly against his chest. Why aren't you sleeping? Couldn't sleep, Obi-Wan complained, voice muffled by cloth. Too much screaming. No one's screaming at you, Obi. Quinlan sighed and tried to walk him to the door. The man was obviously exhausted. Quinlan must have woken up and found the bunk across from his empty. That must have been all the more frightening, considering how little information anyone seemed to have about Obi-Wan's condition. Cody didn't want to envy the responsibility Quinlan must feel for his best friend. Didn't want to envy, but he did a little bit. Finally, Quinlan was able to coax Obi-Wan towards the door, and the sound of distress quieted. But just before Quinlan and Obi-Wan were about to step through the doorway, Obi-Wan jerked his head around, zoning in on where Cody was hiding. Cody met the young man's eyes and stepped back in shock at the intensity he saw in Obi-Wan's expression. There was a strong burst of energy between them that Cody wasn't ready for. It felt like his spine had been sapped with electricity. The large room began to grow quiet the further Quinlan and Obi-Wan moved down into the passenger dorms. It was hours into the ship's night cycle, and the rest of the crew were in their bunks asleep. Finally, everything grew silent, except for Serenity's soft humming engine. After a few moments of contemplation, Cody unlocked his knees and made his way to his own bunk. Whatever was happening between Cody and Obi-Wan was a bad idea. but Cody couldn't bring himself to care. He felt drawn to Obi-Wan. There was something between them that was meant to be, even despite the redhead's mental instability. There was something that drew the two of them, something dark and dangerous and needy. It felt wrong, and yet, oh, so right. Cody wouldn't stop whatever it was. He didn't want to stop. He wanted to see where this would lead. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024. I hope you enjoyed this fic, and please remember to drink some water today.